11 Houston.
Go ahead, Houston.
Mike, are you satisfied with B-23 now?
Yeah, I'm happy with the last updates we got. In terms of what it did to our state vector, I'm still not altogether happy with the various procedures. If we could pick stars within the smaller range of trunnion angles so that you could allow B-23 to pick its own maneuver, go to that substellar point, and then have that star visible, that would, it seems to me, be the simplest and best way to do it.
How about the
construction on that last round?
How about the horizon now? Is it pretty well defined for you, no longer hazy?
Yeah, we're far enough out now that the I think the horizon definition variation is lost in the noise.
Go ahead, Buzz.
Looks like the best way to get a good steady view through the monoculars is to just steady it out and let it float right in front of your eye, and then you kind of float up next to it so that you're not touching it at all. It has a very slow drift, but you get a better, steadier view that way.
Sounds good. How does it feel to be airborne again, Buzz?
Well, I tell you, I've been having a ball floating around inside here, back and forth up one place and back to another. It's like being outside, except more comfortable.
A lot bigger than our last vehicle.
Yeah, I've been busy. I'm looking. Say again, my Buzz?
Yeah, it sure is nice in here.
I said it's a lot bigger than the last vehicle that Buzz and I are in.
Oh, yeah, it's been nice. I've been very busy so far. I'm looking forward to taking the afternoon off. I've been cooking and sleeping and almost sewing and, well, you know, the usual little housekeeping things.
It was very convenient the way they put the food preparation system right next to the nav station.
Everything's right next to everything in this vehicle. Notice where the waste management is.
Jim, it's been a little warm in the machine throughout yesterday, and last night during the PPC, it cooled off somewhat with the windows buttoned up, and we've seen seat temperatures of about, the high 40s, and cabin temperatures in the low 60s, but this seems to be still a little bit on the warm side.
I understand that it got a little warm during the day and cooled down a little bit when you put the shades up, but it's still a little bit warm. Have you had any moisture, condensation, or anything like that on the wall?
No, we haven't been able to detect any moisture any place in the spacecraft. It seems to be fine.
One of the hydrogen filters, the one that we've got on the hot water, seems to keep flowing when you remove one of the food bags from it. Its flow rate is quite small, right near the end of the 1 ounce. And that contributes a little bit of moisture to the atmosphere.
Yeah, I think on that hydrogen thing, I'm not sure, but I think it's a back pressure problem. If the thing sees any back pressure at all, like when the bag is attached, well, the flow rate will slowly decrease to where it's it's almost zero, and you wait and you wait and you wait for that last ounce, you think you have it, you remove the bag, and then you very rapidly thereafter see maybe a glob the size of a dime or a quarter come out and just hang there. That appears to be true even though the opening into the bag is not restricted.
I understand.
In general, it seems to do quite a good job, especially on the gun, and removing a lot of the hydrogen bubbles.
The water temperature's been good. Are you getting hot water?
Yeah, I've been reasonably warm.
Well, we made 3 cups of coffee today. The last one, when all the plumbing was warmed up, the hydrogen gun and everything was the warmest of the 3. And this, I don't know, who had that one? Neil, you have that one? How was your coffee? You didn't drink it till later, did you? Well, anyway, it's pretty good. It's not piping hot, but it sure beats stone cold coffee. Jim, we've been sitting here a little over 20 minutes now. How does the thruster firing activity look? Are you ready to go on with this PTC?
Roger, stand by. We're all set to go, Mike.
Okay, I'll press on it.